Psalm 10. Why dost thou stand afar off, O Lord? Why dost thou hide thyself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes which they have devised. For the wicked boasts of the desires of his heart, and the man greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord. In the pride of his countenance, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, "There is no God." His ways prosper at all times. Thy judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them. He thinks in his heart, "I shall not be moved." Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity. His mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. He sits in ambush in the villages, in hiding places. He murders the innocent. His eyes stealthily watch for the hapless. He lurks in secret like a lion in his covert. He lurks that he may seize the poor. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The hapless is crushed, sinks down, and falls by his might. He thinks in his heart, "God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it." Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thy hand. Forget not the afflicted. Why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, "Thou wilt not call to account." Thou dost see, yea. Thou dost note trouble and vexation, that thou mayest take it into thy hands. The hapless commits himself to thee. Thou hast been the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations shall perish from his land. O Lord, thou wilt hear the desire of the meek. Thou wilt strengthen their heart. Thou wilt incline thy ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more.